My journey as an herbalist has taken me to many faraway exotic lands, but the work in my own land has been the most life-changing. During my studies in the U.S., I heard people sing songs to the plants and listen to stories about herbalism. While these stories were helpful, they did not fully represent people of color. They did not resonate as deeply until I began the journey to find my own people's story, that of African Americans and other people of African descent, with these plants. Many times I would hear my teachers speak about a person of color who influenced their path to herbalism, but their names were long forgotten. Who were these herbalists who were lost to history? But first, let me explain what herbal medicine or herbalism is. Herbal medicine has a long history, with a written history dating back more than 5,000 years, according to the American Herbalists Guild. Herbal medicine is the art and science of using plants to support health and wellness. Herbalists are people who dedicate their lives to working with medicinal plants. Many have an intimate relationship with plants and their medicinal value. Often referred to as phytotherapy or botanical medicine, herbal medicine is one of the earliest systems of medicine known to humankind. In my travels, in what I learned from indigenous healers, and in my studies of my own culture, I have found that herbalism is a practice steeped in the traditions of reverence for the human connection to Mother Earth and her vast resources for healing the body, mind, and soul. Herbalism addresses both the physical and spiritual aspects of plants. Herbal practitioners have a deep and multi-layered understanding of how plants are used as medicines. Furthermore, in their holistic approach to healing and their use of plants in spiritual ceremonies, herbalists are also attuned, on so many levels, to the connection of plants to the spiritual world. Herbal medicine differs from much of modern conventional medicine, which is based on scientific evidence and is designed to treat physical symptoms and diseases through medications or invasive methods. Instead, herbal medicine focuses on a person's participation in their own health and wellness through diet and physical and mental exercise, as well as the use of the medicines of the earth, such as the roots of burdock or poke, pine needles, and onions. We herbalists belong to a culture in which we followed the ways taught to our ancestors of Africa and the Caribbean, and we used what we learned from the native people of this land. We weaved these practices together here in the United States and created our own folk traditions from those passed down to us by our grandmothers' grandmothers through oral tradition. When I was researching the herbalism of the American South, I came across a book written about native southern plants. Its author had written about the research of the remedies, including old tales of how using the saliva of highly melanated people, that is, black people, was said to cure things that ailed you, as well as how using children as footstools cured rheumatoid arthritis. Yes, folk medicine stories do exist, but what the author wrote afterward was shocking. He said that he believed that enslaved people were taking advantage of people who were white. Really? He said this? Unbelievable. I was thinking to myself, this cannot be our only story. That moment of realization inspired my lecture about walking in the legacy of healers of color and ultimately led to my writing this book. As my curiosity took hold, I began a quest to collect the stories of these healers, to find out who we of African descent were before we got to America, and to speak the names of the women and cultures that were so important to preserving the old ways. These powerful people who wove a patchwork quilt of knowledge passed down from those ancestral lands that most of their descendants have forgotten or never felt the sunrise in.